Welcome back to the Arts Report here at CITR 101.9 FM. Today is Wednesday, September 11th, and I'm so happy to be back in the studio. We've had a little bit of a break for the last couple months, but let me introduce my incredible guests that I have here with me today. If you want to go first, Maya.
Hi, I'm Maya.
And you are a member of the Arts Collective.
Yes, brand new.
Your
member.
Second year as being part of the Arts Collective.
Oh, yeah, it is.
So that's an exciting feat.
Come on.
And our next guest, you have to introduce.
Hello, my name is Jane Goh.
Okay. And this is your first time on air.
Ooh.
And
this is, yes.
A very special occasion. We're going to play a couple songs for you today. I think that we should have just kind of a chill episode. It is our first one back. You're new to the studio. And more importantly, it's back to school. So I was thinking that we were going to make some back to school playlists. And yeah, just have a fun little episode. I also want to say that we have an event happening on Friday, a little Arts Collective get together. So if anybody wants to come pull up to that, it'll be at the station at 4 p.m. There will be some refreshments. So yeah, we're going to play a couple songs here in a second. So stay tuned after this ad.
If you're interested in maintaining a healthy lifestyle during midterms, finals, or any time throughout the year, then Freshie has you covered. Stop in today at Freshie on Westbrook Mall and order one burrito, salad, or bowl and get the second for free. Buy one, get one for free. Freshie on Westbrook Mall is your one-stop food as fuel choice for people on the move. Freshie. Eat. Energize.
No matter your disability, you likely face barriers in your everyday life. At Neil Squire, we help break those barriers down by helping you access employment, technology, and the tools you need to live your life to the fullest. As a nonprofit organization, we empower people with disabilities all across Canada, and we are here for you too. Visit neilsquire.ca to learn more.
These days.
find you in the end. You'll find out just who was your friend. Don't be sad, I know you will. But don't give up until true love will find you in the end. This is a promise with a catch. Only if you're looking can it find you. This true love is searching too. But how can it recognize you unless you step out into the light, the light? Don't be sad, I know you will. But don't give up until true love will find you in the end.
Hello and welcome back to the Arts Report on CITR 101.9 FM. You just heard True Love Will Find You in the End by Daniel Johnston. And before that, you heard Juna by Claro. But you've probably heard that song before, let's be honest. We have Django in the studio here, and he wants to share a little fun fact about why we played that lovely Daniel Johnston song today.
Yeah, so Daniel Johnston passed away on this date in 2019, so wow. I thought it would be...
We're remembering a day of remembrance.
Yeah, a day of remembrance.
For all, truly.
Yeah, that's the thing that we're remembering today, so...
Yeah, and you also wanted to tell us about a movie that you watched recently, if you want to take away.
Yeah, I watched this documentary called The Gleaners and I by Agnes Varda, and it was about... She kind of went around France into these like rural areas where there's this tradition of gleaning, which is pretty much them collecting the leftover like crops from the harvest. And the way she like went through with it was very interesting, because you would think that like scavenging for food is mostly like a lower class thing. And a lot of the times it was focused on that, but then she was showing how it was like something that kind of broke the barriers of class within the French like system. And I thought that was super interesting. And then, of course, the title being The Gleaners and I, she then kind of related that to how she, you know, uses a camera. And I thought that was super, super cool.
There's a piece that we talked about in my art history class at one point that's also The Gleaners. It's also about, like, gleaners in, like, the French countryside. And I can't remember what year it was made or who the artist was. But it was really interesting because we talked about it as being, like, a part of... one of the first like paintings in favor of like modernity and like the working class, and like one of the first ones that was like portraying something that's like so common in everyday life, because that is kind of like a big thing in terms of like art history and like modernity is like, or like modernism as like a painting style, like a school of painting, because it's the switch between all art before that being super didactic and super like, this is literally a depiction of Jesus, and like, this is literally a depiction of like, you know, this, the king, the French king or whatever, versus these people that are just like on the side of the road. And that's like such, like, that is actually like a huge shift if you think about it. And we take that stuff for granted now, and we love, you know, street photography and stuff like that. But like, that was actually like an insane shift. And I don't know, we were always talking about it in the context of like the reason that art history is art history, and like, there's such that emphasis on history and like to understand these paintings and to see their value and to determine, you know, quote unquote, good art versus bad art. You need to understand the historical context like of the times, because, you know, taste is subjective in terms of like style. But like, you know, something like this painting that's literally like these people on the road is like, that is obviously such a monumental like change. And that's where that like importance of it comes from. So yeah,
it's such an interesting topic to like have as a painting too.
Yeah, literally.
And also like the film does start with those paintings of like leaners? Like, there's a bunch of them, and I'm assuming like the one that you saw was probably a very similar one.
Yeah, I just pulled up the painting. The artist is Jean-François Millet, and it is from 1857, and it depicts, I'm reading from Wikipedia, it depicts three peasant women gleaning a field of stray stalks of hay. So yeah, but here's the painting. But that's like kind of awesome and like twinning that we were looking at like the same thing at the same time.
Yeah, kind of wild.
Yeah.
It's a really like painting. it's a tradition that I didn't even know like existed in, and it's so prevalent throughout like all kind of their like aspects of society, and even like it showed from the countryside to in the cities as well.
Yeah.
And it's just like, I don't know, you look at, you can like from the farmer's perspective where they're just like, well, we're not going to use these crops anyways. And yeah. Then you have like the people that are just like, well, it's free food, like we could take it. And it's a super cool like that system is just like a system that's kind of totally. Everybody just like accepts. Which I think is quite cool.
Yeah. Maya, have you watched any interesting movies recently? What's your back-to-school movie or book
or back-to-school movie?
Song? I know your song is Juna by Claro. Actually, maybe let's get into that first.
Let me talk about just, like, my love for Juna. You know, it started on, like, a summer day, and I heard that song, and I went, wow, this has impacted me. It's just so, it makes me feel so, like, whimsical, and, like, I think it's so good.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that's my back-to-school song.
Yeah.
My back-to-school, do I have a back-to-school TV show or movie? Maybe like I love to rewatch like maybe like a Gilmore Girls moment, just to kind of like get yourself back into that like lock in spirit. But no, you know, I haven't really, I know this year I'm really trying to like be very like whimsical with things, so shout out Juna.
Year three, year of whimsy. You're gleaning the whimsy out of life.
Wow, that's beautiful.
You could say. And adding on to that, I definitely did not realize that the word gleaning came from something like that.
Yeah.
Like, I really had no idea, like, where I never questioned the, like, etymology of that.
I didn't know it was a word until 2 days ago. So,
Yeah.
You learn something new every day.
Yeah.
So, we're going to play a couple more ads, a couple more songs, and then we're going to come back, talk a bit more about some random stuff. And I hope that you're enjoying listening to this. And I hope Maya in the future, that when you're re-listening to this episode,
I'm
a couple weeks from now doing your homework,
I
hope you enjoy this shout out.
I am a loyal CITR listener.
A fan, one could
say. I highly recommend if you're ever like doing some like mindless like laundry, cleaning your room or whatever, just pop on your headphones and and listen to Serena's voice.
That's so funny. It's like you're like definitely you're always our biggest fan. That's so funny. Okay, I am gonna play a little song here now called "Done" by Frazee Ford, who is a Canadian artist. I believe she's from, I want to say around like Nelson, BC.
Shout out, Nelson.
Shout out, Nelson.
And my mom used to always play Frazee Ford. Shout out my mom, probably, when she listens to this episode.
Shout out Sandy.
but she wouldn't necessarily play this song, and then I stumbled across it in, like, a movie recently. I wish I could remember what movie it was so that we could discuss that, but I can't remember. But anyways, this song, I think, is really, really great. So that's my contribution to our first round of songs. If our theme for the first round of songs is like back to school, like a fun song, this would be fine. So this is "Done" by Frazee Ford.
Rewrite the rules and do you really take me for a game? hatred of a sorry line. Yeah, you hide behind a corum and a fake smile, and I'm done. Oh, oh, I'm done. And you can drag me out before the judge and the authorities. If that's what you have.
That was Done by Frazee Ford, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. My name is Serena. I'm joined in the studio by Maya and Django, and this is the Arts Report put on by the Arts Collective. So yeah, I played that song as my back-to-school themed song because I really love it, and I talked a little bit about how my mom used to play Frazee Ford when I was a kid. We were just chatting during that song privately, and we're gonna air out our drama and say what we were talking about. And we were talking about the new Fontaine's DC album, Romance, and how it's kind of so-so. Yeah. Mm. What I argue is that they just sound like Irish Wallows now, which is kind of like a sore point for me in two ways, because, you know, I did really like Wallows in like middle school, and like no hate to Wallows, honestly, like I'm not trying
shout
to
shout out
get...
Wallows.
Is that the guy from the show?
Yeah, Dylan Minnette.
Yep. Oh yeah,
and I actually saw them live. I went to this music festival in like 2019 and I saw them live, and honestly not that good live, because you know, like, their voices are like kind of like silly, and they like couldn't do, you know what I mean? It was like one of those ones that probably mean. Like it took a bunch of takes to get like the songs that they have actually as like good as they are.
Yeah,
and maybe like auto-tune.
Yeah, so like live was like a little bit disappointing. It was like kind of like muffled, and like they weren't really hitting the notes. Maybe it's just an off day. I'm not trying to hate. I'm actually trying to hate on Fontaine's DC.
Oh yeah, sorry, wrong.
Because hate. Yeah, literally hated in the wrong direction. Because I used to really like Fontaine's DC. I really liked
the Irish one. Yeah, the name that's hard. Yeah, the red cover.
In Skinty Fia. Skinty Fia. I like Skinty Fia a lot. I think. I Love You is like one of my favorite songs of all time.
I
genuinely stand by that, as like the lyrics in that song being like maybe the best like love song lyrics I've ever heard. Because I love the part where he's like, I love you till the grass around my gravestone is deceased. Mm-hmm. That is like an awesome banger of a line. Yeah. Like that's like real good. But anyways, I think that it's just kind of one of those cases where it's like a genuinely punk band descends into like pop punk overproduction by album 3.
Well, I think you could tell by like how their whole, well, I guess it's their major label debut, right?
Yeah, I think
so. There's
it
that
is.
Whole like
no,
their
but okay,
vibe
so I'm looking.
Changed.
They go, I was wrong. I said by album 3, album 4. My bad, guys.
Okay.
So there's Dog Roll 2019, A Hero's Death 2020, Skinty Fia 2022, and Romance 2024. And definitely for me,
so they,
it goes Dog Roll number 1 and Skinty Fia number 2. But I don't know. Like, Romance specifically is just, like, not hitting. I don't know. It's not... I don't know.
Also, they love a, like, okay, release an album. Let's wait, like, 2 years to release another album. Like, it's very...
But, yeah, wait. You're right. Which
I like the guy that has pink hair. I like how he did that. It's cool.
Yeah, they're on XL Recordings now, which is... Oh, my God. Other top releases by XL Recordings.
Okay.
21 by Adele.
Mm. Whoa.
25 by Adele.
Whoa.
In Rainbows by Radiohead.
Mm.
Kid A by Radiohead.
The
Bends.
Like.
OK Computer.
The Bends. Like
19. Okay, it's just a lot of Adele and Radiohead.
That's like all Britain has to like offer.
That's true.
Yeah.
Oh damn! So they're signed to a British label, even though they're Irish. That's probably some drama
Ooh,
there.
That's a bit.
No, wait. I'm into like Radiohead here, and I can't escape.
Yeah,
put me
you
out.
You
I clicked.
Escape.
I clicked too hard. But yeah. So. Maya, you were saying that you only saved one of the songs from the album.
I was listening to the album, I think this morning, actually. I was listening to it, I was like, okay. That's all I really had to say was just, okay. Like, nothing really stuck out to me. The only one I really liked was In the Modern World. Mm-hmm. I thought that was like a, like, I think it's the best song on the album.
Yeah, I agree.
But maybe it needs like a second listen to really like.
I've been like looking it up on my phone to like listen to that, like specifically that song, because mm-hmm. I agree that that's like basically the only one I like. And I'll just look up Modern mm-hmm. and then like put on shuffle all the songs in my library that like say Modern. And recently I've been playing In the Modern World back to back with A Modern Lay by Slutter Beach Dog. And that's a weird combo, to be honest. I feel like it means something. I feel like I could like draw some deeper meaning from it. About it being like one of them is like all like jaunty and like haha, like one of the lines in A Modern Lay by Slutter Beach Dog is like, empathy makes me a modern lay, you know, it's like, okay, I have empathy and like, oh my god, like slay, like, okay. You know, we're meeting up in the lineup at the grocery store, okay, empathy. And then this one is like, have you seen the music video for In the Modern World?
Is this the
you need to watch it. It's literally this, like, here you can literally see the picture of it. It's like, you know that oh, what do they call it, like car karate or whatever, where they fight in the car, they put their seatbelts on, and then
they try to like take the seat, or you let your opponent take the seatbelt off.
Yeah,
but you
yeah.
Gotta get
so
they,
and it's literally the music that? Video is 5 minutes of like this one guy with like greasy hair, like fighting like other like people in like
in the car.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool. I like that.
Yeah.
I'm a fan.
So, anyways, as we play this song, In the Modern World by Fontaines D.C., picture people fighting in the car. If you hadn't, and also just to clarify, no, there's no verbal, like it's not a verbal argument. I mean fighting, like they're hitting
like,
each other.
Yeah, like karate.
Physical altercation.
Mike Tyson.
A physical altercation in the car.
Okay.
So here we go.
I feel alive in the city that you like. Wait for the day to go dreaming right by. Oh, 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 oh. Seems so hard not to be free when you walk right beside me. In the city you despise, and wait for the day when you come riding all by. Oh, 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 oh. Seems so hard just to be. If it matters, you complete me, yeah. In the modern world, in the modern world, I don't feel anything. In the modern world, I don't feel bad. Shine here, yeah.
Wait for just a minute. Come away with me inside, I promise you.
I don't feel bad in the modern world.
city that you lie. In the modern world, in the modern world, I don't feel anything. In the modern world, I don't feel bad. Shine here. Yeah. Why? So don't feel bad. In the modern world, in the modern world, I don't feel, no, I don't feel. I don't feel bad. Shaolin, yeah. Why? I don't feel bad.
My name's Chris Horrific.
You always wanted his character to be bigger than life.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is without question the greatest sports and entertainment event of all time. Be a part of it Monday
from 1 to 3 p.m.
The Parts Unknown Show on 101.9 CITR. Sometimes cosmoses collide.
Break your fingers!
Are you interested in being advertised in Discorder Magazine? Discorder Magazine can be found in 32 locations and counting across Vancouver from UBC to New Westminster. You could be featured in cultural and community hubs across the Lower Mainland. To find out how you can be featured in Discorder Magazine, contact advertising@citr.ca, advertising@citr.ca. Rates start at $150. Ride with Discorder Magazine and we'll take you all the way.
Hello and welcome back to CITR 101.9 FM. This is the Arts Report by the Arts Collective, and my name is Serena. I have Django and Maya in the studio. You just heard In the Modern World by Fontaines DC from the new album Romance, and we're feeling so about that album. But I do, now that we just heard that song again and we really like hashed it out, we really like discussed it in the studio, I do like that song.
Yeah,
great
song.
That's a good one.
Shout out Ireland.
They have... At Neptune's Records, they have a Romance sign outside their store.
Yeah.
And I think that's kind of cool.
And at Red Cat Records. And also, Red Cat Records, let me do some, like, unpaid promotion. Red Cat Records this Saturday has a 22% off store sale. Mm. And
what?
An after party at Heroes Welcome, free after party right across the street.
Oh,
so
is it also,
around,
like,
should...
car-free weekend on Main? This,
oh, my God.
I don't
know.
I think it is.
Yeah, no, it is.
Yeah.
So that's some exciting stuff happening.
Go to Main Street.
Me personally, I'll be at work, but I hope some people can go and tell me all about it, and I'll get FOMO. But yeah, speaking of FOMO and speaking of the way I schedule my work, the next song I'm going to play is by a lovely man named Dawson Forsey, who actually played at CITR's Shindig Battle of the Bands earlier this year in November. And this song is called The Fool, and that's how I feel for not being able to go to the Red Cat Records Heroes Welcome party.
That was good.
Thank you.
Great segue.
Thank you. Okay, so without further ado, this is The Fool by Dawson Forsey.
I deserve. with a rock. Send me out in an icy storm. Turn all the locks. The least I deserve. From giving you the world. To light it all on fire. Making you the fool. Cause baby,
that was The Fool by Dawson Forsey. This is CITR 101.9 FM. And I love every single song that has lap steel guitar in it, and that one has it. So I love that song. That's probably my favorite instrument.
I think so.
And I'm not just saying that to be pretentious. Like, I genuinely, like, you know, I feel like that's really what got me into, like, Big Thief and all that stuff, too. And it happened. I was like, meow. And I was like, oh, my God.
The guy from, like, Wednesday.
That's it. Yeah,
his laps or pedal steel is ridiculous.
So good. I remember seeing someone named Al Mene, which actually maybe we'll play a song by them eventually. But he was opening for Charlotte Cornfield, who I love, and his band is literally him, his partner, and his two brothers. And his partner was playing, I think it was lap steel, yeah. And it was, like, so good and so, like, actually genuinely wholesome. Like, I hate to use that word, but, like, actually wholesome. It was, like, in Lanalu's, like, this tiny little venue, super dark and dim, but in a positive way. And, like, this whole family was, like, so sweet. Anyways, so that's always, like, the feeling I associate with, like, that sound now when I hear it.
It's so warm and cozy.
Yeah, warm and cozy. We're going to play another song by a local band. This is by Lilex and the Apocalypse, Fossil Fools. And I had the great pleasure of seeing them at Victory Square Block Party, which happened September 1st in Victory Square Park, put on by CITR, happens every year, plug for almost exactly a year from now. And they were awesome. Their set was so good. I really enjoyed. And Vic Square was so fun. I didn't have the opportunity to go last year because I was at Bumbershoot, which was sick. And so Django was at Bumbershoot this year, so we kind of swapped places. But honestly, not to give you any FOMO. I mean, you were seeing Pavement, so like it'd be hard to have FOMO. But Vic Square was super fun. It was really good. And the weather showed up for us, which was so nice. Apparently, this was like the first year that it wasn't raining AF. So that's nice. And actually, segue alert, the reason that probably the weather was warmer is probably climate change.
Mm.
And this song is about fossil fools by Lil X and the Apocalypse. Fossil Fools by Lilacs and the Apocalypse, and I didn't know about the Dinkleberries at the end.
Holy Dinkleberries.
That was a surprise to us all. But, you know, a happy surprise. And another happy surprise, God, I'm just full of the segues today. Another happy surprise was that we played The Fool and Fossil Fools back to back. So it's feeling a little foolish.
It was meant to be.
I'm feeling a little foolish. Django wants to talk about the new MJ Lenderman album.
MJ Lenderman dropped album of the year for me, anyways.
Do you think?
I've listened to it.
But before we get into this, a necessary debate. Was it Brat Summer or Charm Summer?
Charm Summer.
I think.
Personally.
Personally, I think that it's about the coexistence of both.
That's true. Oh my God, the Madonna whore complex. It always comes back.
It always comes back.
Oh my God.
Because.
That was just off the nog, too. I hadn't thought about that before.
I think that my summer, you know, was like equally brat and equally charm. And my semester will
and
be
And even
equally
the terms
brat.
Like brat and charm, Madonna whore complex, exactly. Like truly. Wow.
Exactly.
It's about the coexistence. The intersectionality,
it's about
I
the
say.
Interplay,
the yin and the yang.
It's exactly. About the interplay and that work-life balance.
Exactly. Work charm.
Yeah. W-E-R-K.
Yep.
No. W-E-R-K brat.
Yeah.
Life charm. Charmed life.
Judging.
Semi-charmed life. Oh my God.
Wow.
Anyways, MJ Lenderman.
MJ Lenderman, album of the year for me.
Uh-huh.
I've listened to it nonstop since it's come out.
Mm-hmm. When did it come out?
A week ago, maybe.
Okay.
September 6th, I think.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
So,
he knows.
Yeah,
got the receipts.
What can I say? But that was my most anticipated album, too, I think.
Yeah.
It has lived up to every single expectation that I had.
That's exciting.
So, super cool.
Mm-hmm.
He's coming. Show's already sold out.
Wow.
So.
Surprising.
Should be good.
Yeah. So, without further ado, this is Wristwatch by MJ Lenderman. And also, that's the end of our show. So thank you so much for tuning in today. I hope you're having a wonderful day. And we'll see you 2 weeks from now. Bye.
Love.
Say I've got a funny face.
No matter your disability, you likely face barriers in your everyday life. At Neil Squire, we help break those barriers down by helping you access employment, technology, and the tools you need to live your life to the fullest. As a nonprofit organization, we empower people with disabilities all across Canada, and we are here for you too. Visit neilsquire.ca to learn.
Tune into Post Rock Friday from 10 to 11 with your host John P for the best in post rock, drone, ambient, experimental, and noise.
Musique à 101.9 FM CITR, en diffusion du territoire non cédé de la nation Musqueam à l'Université de la Colombie-Britannique, Vancouver. Bonjour, je m'appelle Antje et chaque mois je vous propose un mélange musical pour vous faire connaître les rythmes du monde francophone. Cette émission est produite en collaboration avec le Centre de la Francophonie de UBC. Si vous voulez en apprendre plus sur le centre et ses activités, allez sur notre site à francophonie.ubc.ca.